Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Focused on the unfocused thoughts of myself, Gray Robertson, and my partner, Tom Canterbury. Today's topic is our drive home back from College Station. So a couple weeks ago, I teased in the episode that we had this crazy journey coming back from College Station after the Texas A&M series, and then I was going to release the audio, but we were already an episode off because of a family issue that I was dealing with, and then with the funeral this past weekend that I spoke at, I didn't have time to edit everything together. So thank you for understanding, but now it's time to release the audio. I'm sitting here alone in the studio because you're going to hear from Tom in a minute, and it really is one of the wilder, wackier travel stories that I've experienced. Many thanks to a lot of the people along the way who made sure that we actually made it home, even though it was not a reasonable hour. And you're going to understand, especially after seeing the length of the episode that it was cut out of, why this is its own separate podcast. So without further ado, here we go. The travel story coming back from College Station. We are back. Everything's back. Let's talk about the return trip to College Station.
Yes.
So Alabama loses game 3. And this is on a Sunday. And we knew going in that This was the way it would go, that we would be leaving after the game and just going.
It's going to be a late night. Go. But we were, you know, that's sometimes you got to do that. That was a better plan because it was like by the time the game ended, it was too early to stay the night, but it was also almost too late to make it all the way. But they're like, we've made this trip.
Right. And, you know, we should have gotten home at about 1 a.m.
Right.
Which, done that before.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
The week before.
Yeah.
So, we thought.
Sure.
Not a problem. So, here is where our story begins. In the state of Louisiana, let's even back it up 10 minutes earlier in the state of Texas when I'm submitting my top 25.
Yeah.
And then I finally go into the bathroom at the QT or the Loves, wherever it was. And I come out and I'm like, oh, wow, are the lights flickering? No, that's distant lightning.
Yeah.
It's distant lightning. I thought, okay, sure.
Driven through worse.
Lizards, storms. Yeah. This is nothing.
Yeah. We still had basketball to watch.
That's right.
We were doing well.
We had service. It was a whole thing.
Sure.
So then we get back in the car. And when we get into the state of Louisiana, we accept a phone call from an umpiring friend. I will not name drop him because, you know, umpires, they want to stay in the shadows, which I understand.
Yeah.
We were talking about some things that we had seen in softball.
We'd like to talk to him about some of the stuff that happened this weekend.
Well, we can call him right now. Hey, insert name here. Come on in.
All right.
No, next time. So we're talking. And at one point he says, where are y'all? It's really loud there. And we're like, oh, it's the rain. Because slowly as this call has gone on, I've slowly like had to ramp up the windshield and, visibility getting a little harsher. Night has fallen. All the things.
Rain falling harder.
Mm-hmm.
A little windier.
So he says, all right, well, let me see where you are. Oh, you're in a severe thunderstorm warning. I said, oh, okay. Well, how about that?
Yeah, not surprising considering everything's going on around us.
Yeah. And he goes, yeah, strong winds, lightning. I'm like, okay, yes. And he goes, and hail. I said, hail? Hell no.
All hail.
Oh, absolutely not.
Right. Because we are in a rental car.
Yes. And
Yes.
I,
We would rather there not be hail damage on our rental car.
please pass.
Yes.
So we pull under an overpass, and then we make the decision for reasons. I don't really remember. Why did we move?
Well, it kind of it lessened a little bit,
Okay.
and we just looked ahead and we're like, well, there's this gas station like half a mile away.
Yeah.
So let's try to get there and then reevaluate where we're
Yeah.
at.
So that's right. So we get off the phone, we go to this gas station, we pull in. There are a couple other cars there.
Right.
It's raining very, very hard.
No lights are on.
No lights are on at all.
I don't know if the station was supposed to be closed at that time or if the power was out, but either way, nobody's home.
And we pull in, and I notice, even though it says I have service, nothing is pulling up.
No.
Not a thing. So I have about 27 songs downloaded on my phone, and I shuffle those, and we just sit.
Right.
Half of it is that one Taylor Swift album. The others are like random. I think there's a Journey song in there. It's
Sure.
just very random.
I
And we're
think,
sitting and nothing's happening.
ironically, one of them is Thunderstruck, is
That's
one of the
right.
songs that come up.
That did happen.
Yeah, so we're sitting there, had to have been at least 20
At
minutes.
least.
And more people like will come and try to squeeze their way in
We
and
did a
then
little maneuvering
sure.
and trying to be good neighbors.
Right. But then I looked and was like, okay, well, if we go to the next exit, there are more better rest stops.
All right, also, Tom
Also,
goes, I need to go to
I really need to go to the
the
bathroom. I've been needing to go for about an hour.
bathroom. So now one thing we did skip, there was a brief moment where you and I looked at each other and I was like, Tom, is the car moving?
Yeah.
And that was weird. It was a little disconcerting. Opened the door, kind of did the look-see around, and I thought, okay, I'm not seeing anything that stresses me out in terms of the way the sky, nothing like
Right,
that.
right.
It's also quite dark, so I probably wouldn't have seen anything if I'd,
Correct.
could have,
Sure.
but I was not getting any like internal alarm bells.
Yeah.
So we decide we're gonna go
We're gonna, yes.
to this other gas
Gonna make a
station.
run for it.
Tom needs to go to the bathroom,
Come on.
which you know what? Been there.
Sure.
It's okay. I too
Yes.
often have to
Yeah,
go to the
correct.
bathroom. So we pull off and we're back on the highway, and immediately phone rings and it is our umpiring friend. I'm like, oh, that's sweet.
Oh,
He's
yeah.
checking on us. That's nice. And he goes, where are you? With a little sharper tone than I
Yeah.
was expecting.
Yeah.
And I said, well, insert name here, we are just outside Grambling.
Right. We're in between Grambling and Ruston, Louisiana. We're hitting that. There's a couple of truck stops right there.
Yeah. And he says, well, there was a tornadic circulation that crossed I-20 in Ruston about 15 minutes ago.
So had we not stopped, we would have ran right into that
Just
tornadic
what
situation.
whether it was on the ground or not, there was something there.
Right.
And we would have seen it.
Right. Which I don't think it actually was on the ground because we never saw any
I didn't
like
see
down.
anything the next day either
Right.
when I looked.
So I think you were getting that hook echo and you were getting that radar, but I don't think there was ever any debris signatures or anything. So I don't think it was ever on the ground.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Now, that being said,
Still quite scary.
we're both like, oh, I
Right.
go into full, like, holy crap, bro mode. Like, I am like, wow, death defying. Wow, we did it.
Yes.
And it was, and then we stop at another place and get, blood pressure goes down
Yeah.
and we reset and tell everybody we're okay.
Contact people, say,
Check on the bus because
Yeah.
we're at about the same area
Yeah.
as the bus was. And then we continue on our way.
By the way, and also bus, not with team, just bus.
Right, just
Team
bus.
had flown, they were back, everything was fine.
Yeah, they had they we were approximately 8 hours away when the
Correct.
team arrived home.
Yes.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
Yeah. So we keep going. We find a pod. Tom falls asleep.
Yeah. I'm like, I got to go to school in the morning. That's right. I got to work. So I'm like,
this is what I signed up for.
Grace got it.
Let's go. Good. We got this.
All good.
Got this. The driving continues. Mm-hmm. And then there, when we had stopped one more time, I had looked at the radar and been like, oh, look, it's going to be a little north of this. It'd be great.
We're great. We're all good.
Well, for about an hour and a half, I went 38 to 40 miles per hour on the highway because of how hard it was raining.
Oh,
it was just so much bodily tension because felt like I also, this rental car, it was a nice ride, but also there were a couple things that happened on the road where I was like, I just need to make sure that, you know, we're really on it right now. So there came another point, wind, rain, lightning every half second. I mean, it is unbelievable. It's like a light show. I've never seen anything like it.
I woke up and said, how's a guy supposed to sleep like this? Still coming through.
And so there comes a point where I'm curious. I'm like, okay, I saw some lightning flash and I did not like the way some of those trees were looking. So I'm like, I'm going to go 25 and I'm going to just do a little side glance at Weather Service and mm-hmm. see if anything has happened.
Right.
See if anything has happened. You know? So I pull it up. I pull it up on the phone and I look at it, said a tornado down in Forest, Mississippi. And I'm like, oh,
you know where we are right now?
I was like, what? I was like, I remember looking at that on the map. But at this point, 10 minutes ago, it felt like 2 hours. I didn't know what time it was. It's after 1:30 in the morning. We're at least 2.5 hours behind the time we were supposed to get home.
Correct.
And so I'm like, I look and that tweet was 27 minutes ago. And I go, okay, well, I pull up the map on the screen and I type in Forest, Mississippi. Press navigation. It says it would take 28 minutes to get there. So I go,
wow.
And I look over at Tom, and Tom is asleep. And I go, should I wake him? No. Just let Tom snooze and dream of dry days. And then we just kept going. And finally,
let him know how close we came.
I'll tell him when we get home.
Right.
I dropped you off at 4.
It was 4:31.
4:30,
yeah.
Yeah. And then I got home at 4:52.
And my alarm went off at 6:30.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
That was our day. That was our return trip. Full of drama, full of suspense, and very, very, very lengthy.
What about the deer?
Oh, there were like 80 deer on the side of the road at one point in just Mississippi. Chilling. Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah. Which is weird. Like that was one is like I think they were coming out to say, did you see that tornado that just came through?
Guys, did you?
Right.
Yeah. So,
woo,
there we go.
We made it home, though. Everything's fine.
That's true.
But, man.
It was a wild journey. The things we do as part of this job.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
What a wild ride. And you know, looking back, the last time we came home from College Station was when that we were going to be on a plane
mm-hmm.
and all the flights got canceled. So we ended up having to drive home on the bus, which was not expected.
Well, I was in my own car.
You were in your own car.
Yeah.
I was on the bus. But then I ended up being on the bus And
Whew. And I beat y'all home
you did.
inexplicably
Right.
with a stop.
Oh yeah.
Like a spend the night stop. I
Yeah.
thought I would be a full day behind y'all. I
Well,
beat you home.
we had a full we had a spend the night stop too,
That's
but
true.
that ended at like 4 a.m. The only reason we had to do it because of our bus driver needed, you know, he could only do so many hours in a row.
True.
But that was the day, I believe that was Jaden's first year as
It
director of
was.
softball operations.
Ribs.
And boy, she earned it. She earned that title that day. So again, I just want a normal ass ride home from College Station. Next time,
Yeah.
we'll try that.
I think that's like 2030 or something. We'll see.
I don't think it's that far away, is it?
Yeah, it might be. I don't know.
I
I
don't
have
know.
it somewhere in a file.
Fly so high, I'm hypnotized. What's up is down, what's left is right. Chasing stars and holding you.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.